To coincide with the school summer holidays, the RNIB Library has launched its annual Summer Reading Challenge. Here's Lynn Livingston from the library to tell us more.
The Summer Reading Challenge has actually been going for 20 years now. It's its 20th anniversary. And what it is that every year in the summer holidays, the reading agency wants to encourage children to keep reading. It's a known thing that if children don't read during the summer holidays, by the time they get back to school again, their literacy levels have dropped and it makes it harder for them to get back into school. So by just keeping reading throughout the summer holidays, it really helps them. And obviously, reading is so incredibly enjoyable as well. So the Summer Reading Challenge is an event that is set up in local libraries all across the country that children can go up and sign in and get registered for this, and throughout their summer holidays they read 6 books. And so what happens is they get a book out and they read it, come back to the library, and usually there's a librarian or a volunteer that listens to the children and about the book, and they give a review of the book, what they thought of it, whether they loved it, whether they hated it, where they want to recommend it to other kids, and then they get another book and they repeat again until they've finished all 6 books. Now, of course, our children can't necessarily go to a regular public library. So what we do is we say to all the kids out there who have problems with sight loss, please get in touch with us at RNIB Library and we can sort out your books for you. So whether it's in Braille, whether it's in giant print or in audio, please get in touch with us. And you can still sign up with all your friends at the local library, but you get your books from us instead. This year the theme is Space Chase. Now this links in with the 50th anniversary of landing on the moon. So there was a whole bunch of books that were selected by the reading agency to link in with that. And here in RNIB Library we have done some of them in Braille and in audio as well. And a few of them we've got Beyond the Sky by Darrow O'Brien, who's off the telly, you may know him. And it's all about what it's like out in space. So it links in with the whole space chase theme.
Is there anyone out there? We haven't found life anywhere else in the solar system yet. If we did find it, it would most likely be really small and simple and not playing the guitar. But there's definitely life out there in the universe somewhere. Scientists reckon about 5% of all the stars in the universe could have planets with the right conditions for life. That might not sound like a lot, but there are something like 1 billion trillion stars in the universe that we know about, so there are probably billions of Earth-like planets out there somewhere. In fact, in 2017, NASA discovered a whole new system of planets around the star TRAPPIST-1, with not one but 3 planets that might be just right. See, Earth isn't that special after all.
Beyond the Sky, You and the Universe by Darrow O'Brien is available in Braille, giant print and as TB24794. It's narrated by John Cormack.
Another one we've got is the Official Astronaut's Handbook. So if there's anybody out there who they dream of going to space but they don't know what it would be like, they don't know what you wear, what you eat, how you train, that's all that information is contained in that book as well. That's available in all the formats. And it actually has a foreword by Tim Peake. So if he's one of your heroes, then that's maybe something that you really would be interested in as well.
So you want to become an astronaut? Well then, this guide is a really great place to start. But there are many different paths you could take to get to space. I was a test pilot before being selected by the European Space Agency for astronaut training. My fellow astronauts all come from different countries and had jobs such as scientists, engineers, doctors, and pilots. So, what do we have in common? We all share a passion for space and exploration, enjoy science, and try our best at everything. Getting humans and machines into space is really difficult. Astronauts train hard so that they are ready for anything, and, of course, it's important to stay fit and healthy. But it also takes brilliant scientists and engineers to design our rockets and spacesuits and make everything work. This exciting guide will tell you a bit more about what it's like to live and work in space and why getting there and back is such a tough job. So, good luck on your journey, and maybe I'll see you in space one day.
The Usborne Official Astronauts Handbook by Louis Stowell is available in Braille, giant print, and as TB24797, narrated by David Thorpe.
If you would prefer to have something that's a little bit more of a fiction book, we've got Letter to Pluto, which is about a little boy whose pen pal is an alien.
Class 5H, Northcroft School, England, Earth. Tuesday, 10th of January, 2317. Dear Straxy, our teacher, Mrs. Hall, wants us to write a letter to someone on another planet. I've got you. I didn't know anyone even lived on Pluto. What's a letter? I asked Mrs. Hall. You need a pen, paper and an envelope, Mrs. Hall said. She is writing to her head teacher on Mars about knitting patterns. I've got nothing to say about knitting, so Mrs. Hall said to tell you about my family. I just want to know about them, I said. But Mrs. Hall said I had to get on with it or stay in at break, so here goes. My family. My big brother. He looks like this when he's chasing me. Scary. Little sis. Always happy. About everything. No one knows why. Dad. He mends computers. He likes taking things apart for fun. Mum. Her name is Dawn. She has a gardening business called Dawn's Lawns. I asked her yesterday what she would have done for a job if she hadn't been called Dawn. She gave me a funny look. Oh, stop it now as my hand is aching. Mrs. Hall says we have to keep writing. It is a dying art. Good, let it die, I said. And then she said, you're staying in at break, John Fisher.
Letter to Pluto by Lou Trelevan is available in a full range of accessible formats, including as TB24798, narrated by Becky Wright.
But you don't have to just pick space books, because, you know, not everybody is into space. You can basically read anything you like. So whether you're into mermaids or fairies or adventure books or treasure hunts or whatever it is that fires your imagination, we have books that cover everything at R&IB Library. So whether you want to borrow in Braille, in giant print or in audio, there is literally thousands of books for you to choose from. And we just want you to pick something that you're really, really going to enjoy. So it doesn't have to be to do with space. For instance, we've just got the brand new David Walliams book, The World's Worst Teachers, in audio. So he's like the modern day Roald Dahl. Tell us about nasty teachers who are going to get their comeuppance. So maybe after a year of school, that's exactly what you think you would like to read.
Once upon a times table, there was a maths teacher named Mr. Pent. He certainly looked like a textbook maths teacher, with his wire-rimmed glasses, brown suit, and comb-over. However, Mr. Pent was anything but your average maths teacher. Oh no, he was one of the world's very worst teachers. That was because Mr. Pent's every waking moment was taken up with one dark obsession. Bowls. He had a deep loathing of them. But where did this strange fixation with spherical objects come from? Our story begins when Mr. Pent was still a child. It is easy to forget that teachers were once children, but in most cases, they were. Some babies you knew immediately were destined to be teachers, because they were born with a teacherly scowl of disapproval on their face. As soon as he was put in his cot, Baby Pent was counting the beads above his head. Soon he was writing complex mathematical equations on the wall with his alphabetti spaghetti. It was when, as a toddler, he began giving his parents algebra homework that they knew for sure their little boy was destined to be a maths teacher.
The World's Worst Teachers by David Walliams is TB704423. It's narrated by David Walliams, Helen McCrory, John Culshaw, Jan Ravens, and Emma Fryer.
Or we've got something like The Train to Impossible Places by P.G. Bell. Now, that's available in all the formats. And it's about a little girl who's in her home. A train turns up at her home, and with this cursed package on it, that she has to get on the train and deliver this package to an impossible place. And it's the first of a new series.
It started with a flash. A green flash, as bright and quick as lightning. There and then gone again. It happened so quickly that Susie wasn't sure she had seen anything at all, although she raised her head from her homework and looked about. "What was that?" she asked. "What was what, darling?" said her mother from the sofa, where she and Susie's father were both sprawled in a heap, still in their work clothes. Susie frowned. "Did you see it, Dad?"
"See what, sweetheart?"
Her father was hunched over his tablet, reading the news and muttering to himself about the state of the government. "That green flash! Didn't either of you see it?" "Hmm?" said her mother, shaking her braids loose while trying to stifle an enormous yawn. Her father looked around the room in bleary-eyed confusion. "I didn't notice anything." Susie pressed her lips together. Perhaps it had been the TV. She peered over her mother's shoulder at the screen, but she was watching another costume drama. Men with tall hats riding on horses in the countryside. No green flashes there. "You've been overdoing your homework again," said her father, scratching at his unruly mop of ginger hair. "Give your eyes a rest and come and sit with us for a bit."
The Train to Impossible Places by P.G. Bell is available in a full range of accessible formats, including as TB24757, narrated by Helen Vine.
So there's lots and lots and lots of books to pick from. You just have to pick six of them, that's all. You can contact the library directly on 01733 375 333. Or if you know somebody who would really benefit from books because they are having problems with sight loss but they're not actually a member of the library yet, please, please get in touch with our helpline. And the number for that is 0303 123 9999, and they'll be able to set the child up as a member, and then they can borrow as many books as they like over the summer. And if you're interested in browsing for books, you can do that on the RNIB library website. There is a kids and teens page there with lots and lots of suggestions, and that can be reached on www.rniblibrary.com. And happy reading.
Thanks, Lynn. For more information about this year's Summer Reading Challenge, visit the rniblibrary.com website or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.